People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members of Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School in Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Are you looking for the ideal Western family vacation? You need to check out Latigo Ranches at latigotrails.com. Enjoy a 100-mile panoramic view of the Continental Divide, 3 miles from the nearest neighbor. Latigo Ranch is secluded, scenic, and intimate, the perfect size to create a sense of family coming home. Enjoy a vacation of mountains, fishing, trails, horses, and great country cooking. Whether it's a family reunion or a once-in-a-lifetime Western vacation for your family, Latigo Ranches is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call 1-800-227-9655.
Fighting for faith, family, and freedom. Kevin Swanson here. Always Mike's side. It's good to have you tuned in with us today. And this is Generations. It's the program that deals with the issues that make or break our lives. Because the issues that make or break our families ultimately are the issues that will make or break our civilization. And as we have repeated on this program several times, colleges are disenfranchising young men. In fact, only 43% of those who attend college are men. Even the math and science programs are increasingly feminized to accommodate young women. And this, of course, was the issue that President Larry Summers was taking on at Harvard University for about 5 minutes. And then he spent the rest of his career apologizing for the comment. Boys are different from girls. But that issue has not been recognized by much of our educational establishment today. And are we preparing our boys to be the men of God that God wants them to be? The number of children born without fathers has increased over the last 30 years. Increased from 5% to 35%. Fathers are disappearing. Why? Because we're not raising them. Because boys are not turning into fathers. The real problem here is that boys have no idea how to be a father, a husband, and a man by the time he's 20 or 21 years of age, and it's becoming an epidemic problem across this country. Some boys wandering around California still trying to find themselves at 27 years of age. Another problem is their role models. Think about it. The role models, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jackson, Bill Clinton, men who have failed. These are failures. Men who have failed in moral integrity. Men who have failed to remain faithful to their wives. Men who have failed in their family life. These are the heroes of our boys today. Their heroes are failures. For lack of a vision, the Bible tells us, for lack of a vision, the people perish. And you know, I don't think we have as much vision as we could have in raising boys, because if we did, we wouldn't have 35% of children born without fathers or fathers abandoning them at birth. Incredible. For lack of a vision, boys, by the time they reach 21 years of age, they're irresponsible, lazy, rude, self-centered, but really good at video games. For lack of a vision, ladies and gentlemen, we prepare our young men to abandon their families, divorce their wives, and fail in God's calling for their lives. The question today for you is, do you have a vision for raising your sons?
That's the topic on Generations Today. We'll be back in just a moment with more. Stay tuned. A Vision for Young Men, a program that will change your life in just a moment.
The police! They're here for the kids!
Ladies and gentlemen, there are forces that want to take your children out of your homeschool forever. It's a worldview thing. And one day a year, about 1,000 homeschool families converge on the Capitol to stand for their homeschool freedoms. This year, on Friday, April 8th, it's Homeschool Day at the Capitol, and your family can participate in this free event. Informative seminars, a noontime rally, historical and legislative tours, and you can sign your children up for the Future Statesman program. But most importantly, this is your opportunity to send a message to your legislators. We love our family, and we love our freedoms. This year, we are honoring Representative Dave Schultheis with our Statesman of the Year award. Do not miss Homeschool Day at the Capitol, April 8th. Sign up today at www.check.org. That's check, C-H-E-C.org, or call 877-842-CHECK. One day a year for freedom. Can you afford that? Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303. It's the War of the World Views, and one man embedded today, Kevin Swanson. Nice to have you tune in with us. This is Generations. And ladies and gentlemen, we are under all-out worldview assault these days in this area of egalitarianism. Even a translation of the Bible has been established to obliterate the differences between boys and girls. Imagine that. They're even changing the Word of God to impose a worldview of egalitarianism over the Bible. Well, egalitarianism is a real problem because it's destroying the way that we're raising boys and girls. As it turns out, boys are different from girls. Now, anybody with an ounce of sense can tell that. At least if you've had a boy or a girl, you can just look at them and tell that there's a difference. But God has created different roles and functions in life for boys and girls. This does not mean that there is an essential difference in value between boys and girls. For example, e.g., I can't have a baby. I'm a man. I can't have a baby. That doesn't make me any less in value than a woman. Egalitarianism insists that unless a woman and a man share the same function and role in life, they have difference in value. And that's just plain bogus. Well, God created us with different functions and roles, and as we raise our sons, we need to raise them with God's vision in mind. What did God have in mind? What functions and roles in life did he have in mind for your little boy? And if you get that vision straight, then you'll begin to raise that boy for those functions and roles. Now, yesterday we began with the first function that God recommends for our boys, and that's the role of dominion. Today we're going to take on another one, and that is fighting. Boys are raised for fighting. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but by the time they're about, 2 weeks old, they've got their little fingers. Yeah, Dave's in studio with me today. Dave Buhner, our producer. Yeah, they got the little fingers in a gun position, and they're shooting at people in the house. This happens very early, Dave. And our boys are fighters. They're born fighters, aren't they?
Yes, they are. In fact, some people have said that boys' anatomy is already with a little shooter, a little squirt gun, that God has so ingrained this into them that he did it in their anatomy. I'm not sure about that. That's not biblical, but it is kind of funny to think that way. But God gave men the role to fight and to protect. Adam had the role to protect Eve in the garden from sin from the very beginning, and that role has not changed as we've fallen into this world.
My son and I went to a restaurant in Colorado Springs several weeks ago, and there were a number of women in combat gear. Our society is so egalitarian that now women are more in combat roles than ever before. In Iraq, there aren't enough men to take on some of these combat missions. They're sending more and more women. I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but there are more and more women in combat today in Iraq. And, of course, we've mentioned the movies, Kill Bill and others. Always women doing the fighting, and it's just, it looks very strange when that happens. It's sort of like, now, granted, there are opportunities and important times when women need to defend their families, and they do. Like Jael is an example in the Bible where she pounds a nail through this general's head in her tent. Now, granted, if you have an enemy general in your tent, in your house, and he could potentially kill your people or your family, I would recommend you find a really long nail, preferably about 6 inches long, and pound. So there's nothing wrong with women defending their homes as well, but it's unusual. And Dave, I like to use the example of a boy who's in a castle and he's held captive. And so, but in order to get out, he gets into this dog suit, okay? And he runs around, he barks and he sniffs at other dogs and he does all these doggish things. But once he's out of the castle, he probably ought to take the dog suit off. You know, this is not normative. There are times when women need to take on the role of the fighter, but this is not normative.
Yeah, and in the case of JL, she was only in that position because the men failed at their duty of being the fighters. She would not have been in that position if the men had done their job. So even in that case where a woman does have to respond or is in that opportunity, it is really because of the failure of men to act like men.
Now, we've established the vision that our boys need to be raised to be fighters. Now, why is that? One verse, there's a number of verses, but one verse, very clear. Nehemiah 4:14, Nehemiah says to the people, "Be not afraid of the enemies. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses." I want to point out that conspicuously missing here is go out and fight for your husbands. That's not in Nehemiah 4. The Bible is not egalitarian. God's not egalitarian. It's foolishness. God wants to raise our little boys to fight for their families. And Dave, home defense has always been a role for a man, for a father. And we have got to raise our boys with this idea they've got to defend their daughters and their wives and their sisters.
Yeah, and that they need to treat them as the weaker vessel. Now, they may not be the weaker vessel. Their sister may be stronger than them, but they're going to treat them that way. My son knows that I used to wrestle when I was in high school, and he also knows now that there are young ladies going out for the wrestling team, and he's asked me, "Dad, what would you do if you had to wrestle a woman?" I say, "I'd lay flat on my back and say, 'You win.'"
We have a silly world that we live in. But our boys like to fight. Sometimes I think we want to squelch that, don't we? Our boys want to wrestle. Our boys want to get down and get physical. That's a good thing. We shouldn't tell our boys and sissify our boys in this way by telling them not to fight.
No, but we might tell them not to do it around the really expensive lamp. We might send them outside.
Right.
In our house, we set rules. You can't play the bad guy.
Yeah.
Okay? You can practice this art of defense, but you cannot imagine yourself doing evil and wicked things. So even as there is their play acting, there's rules about it, and you're not going to draw blood. We're not going to intentionally hurt our brother. We're going to pretend. We're going to practice, but we're going to do it within some confines of rules.
I was raised in the mission field in Japan, and from time to time we would wrestle in the living room and wind up putting our foot through the paper doors. They had paper doors in Japan. And that was against the rules. That was against my dad's rules. No. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we must train our boys to be fighters. But what do they fight? This is key. Because you know what? Boys, when they're born, they're ready to fight anything. They're ready to fight their little sisters. They're ready to fight their parents. They're ready to fight anything that's good or bad. They're not really distinguishing between what's good and bad. And the Bible is really clear on this, too. Micah 6:8 says, God has required you, O man, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. So this is very clear. God wants our little boys to fight for mercy and justice. That is His standards of justice. God wants our boys to fight for mercy and God's standards, God's law, God's righteousness. We need to give our boys, Dave, a clear concept of what is right and what is wrong.
And that's the other part about training a warrior. It's not just how well you swing the sword or how well you throw a punch or fire a gun. And that's important. That's the mechanics
right.
of defense. Now, the bigger question is, what are you going to fight and when? And that's why we make in our house, I constantly immerse my children in heroes of the faith, in warriors. We talk about the mighty men of David all the time. We talk about the Scottish Covenanters who had reluctantly to go to battle. We talk about men in the Reformation. What are they fighting over? What drew them to the point at which the fight got physical?
Because the hottest battles in history is not over a round spherical ball that's bounced around a court by guys who are 6'7". No. It's not even the warfare that occurs in Iraq or anywhere else. The hottest battles of all are the battles of ideas. And Dave, you know that the men who have turned back evil, the men who have captured kingdoms away from Satan himself, are men like Patrick, St. Patrick in Ireland, or Ambrose down in Italy, or you think of Boniface, the guy who took down paganism in Germany by chopping down the big tree, the big tree that everybody thought was the god. Well, he took down some of those ideas. And John Payton, I think of John Payton, a tremendous missionary back in the 19th century, and everybody needs to get a hold of that biography. These are heroes, Dave. These are the men who brought down heathen worlds and brought them to the feet of Jesus Christ. These battles of ideas is key.
Yes, and the other thing is that we want to teach our children not to trust in chariots, not to trust in swords. 2 Corinthians 10 talks about the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. Mighty. Mighty. And this is not some Gnostic internal battle only. This is one, because Paul goes on to talk about pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, everything that exalts himself against the knowledge of Christ. So there is this part about bringing every thought captive, but sometimes those ideas are external. And that's why we talk about the knights who stopped the advance of Islam into Europe and actually saved Europe for the Reformation later. We talk about those people who fought and gave up their lives, who actually went to physical war in order to preserve the Word of God in Europe. Gustavus Adolphus is a huge hero in my house.
We read Fox's Book of Martyrs. We talk about the martyrs all the time in our home, and it's exciting. Our children are engaged with these stories. But Dave, let's get it down to practical terms here. When you are raising that little 4, 5, 6-year-old boy, you really want to make the sides clear. This is important. They have to know who the good guy and the bad guy is, whether it be in history or on the movie they're watching.
And this is where, being a father, you have to be sitting. I mean, I'm adamant about this. You have to be sitting by your child while they're watching some entertainment program. They're going to say, Dad, who is the bad guy? Early on, it's going to be pretty obvious. Later on, however, you've got to say, the guy in the white hat, he's really the wicked one, isn't he? He's fornicating. He's doing things that are unlawful. He's out of jurisdiction. As we tune them into God's law, into what righteous living is, the good guy suddenly becomes bad, too.
And as my boy turned 12, 13 years of age, I've really been working with him on this. That is that his number one fight is himself. It's his own sin. It's what's in his own life. It's his own pride. It's his own selfishness. And you know what? You have to encourage him to take up the sword and go after that.
Right. I just stated that it's mighty in God, and that is against ourselves. You read from Micah, walk humbly. What does walk humbly mean? It means we're going to walk in the strength of God. We're not going to trust in chariots. We are not going to trust in the strength of our arms. God's not impressed with how big our muscles are. God's not impressed with we know taekwondo. We're going to be mighty, but we're going to be mighty in God. And if we're not in God, we're not very mighty.
And let's encourage our sons today to fight in this battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil, they need to identify the minefields. Much of Proverbs is about identifying the minefields. Son, watch out. Watch out about the sluggard. And watch out for the temptress. And watch out for disrespect for your mother. These lessons are constantly impressed upon the boy in Proverbs. We have to do the same thing. Prepare our boys for this fight of their lives. And the biggest fight of their lives will be with their own flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Generations. We're going to be back in just a moment with a few more practical tips on how to teach your boy to be a fighter, a mighty man of God. Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at kevinswanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at kevinswanson.com. Or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp at reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp at reformationchurch.com.
Folks, we're talking about raising our sons to be fighters, but they need to watch out for the minefields, because dead warriors don't get much territory. It's snagged up with a temptress, and then they're really in trouble. But let me end this program today on several practical tips that can help you as you train your boy with this vision, this very important God-ordained vision, to raise your son to be a fighting man of God. Number one, remember it takes a man to properly mentor your son into manhood. We recommend that fathers get involved in their sons' lives, but if that's not possible, seek out an internship or an apprenticeship under some godly, dependable man in your circles. Number two, a boy should learn to treat girls differently than he treats boys. That is, and this should be obvious, he shouldn't punch his sister. Now, that may be legitimate for his brother, but not for his sister. The same rule, by the way, goes for formal debate. We can teach our girls to fight like boys in debate, or we can teach our boys to hurt girls by not allowing for differences in formal debate. And then finally, I want to recommend to you biographies. Biographies. We've mentioned that several times today on this program. But there are some very helpful biographies that can help establish a proper vision for raising sons in your home. I want to recommend the Leaders in Action series. This is terrific for establishing this vision. These Leaders in Action books refer to biographies about great men of God in history, men like Patrick Henry or Robert E. Lee.
or Winston Churchill. These resources are available by calling 877-842-CHECK or on the website. Go to checkbooks.com, CHECbooks.com. Click on History and Biography. That's checkbooks.com. And this is Kevin Swanson. I want to invite you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home. Call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288. Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.
National Driver Training Institute's program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is a Colorado-approved graduated driver licensing program that will work for you and your family. Call the National Drivers Training Institute and give your new teen driver education and the training they deserve. Program costs start at $155, and it's recognized by every insurance company in Colorado. Call 266-4700 in the Springs. Outside the Springs, call 1-800-942-2050. Or go online, nationaldrivertraining.com.